This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
They travel at speeds pushing 200 miles per hour. The very best drivers in the world, putting their lives on the line every week. It's time to get the lowdown on this week's contenders, plus a look at the key driver matchups. Right now, on Gone Racing.
Welcome back to another edition of Gone Racing. Jeff Motley alongside Brendan Gaughan here in the beautiful South Point Hotel Casino in the Beeson Studios. Glad to be back in the studio.
You're in
this
person
week.
With me again, my friend.
I was going to say I'm not in the little box like I was for the last couple of weeks and get to break down last weekend's race at Daytona, which was pretty wild.
Talladega, Daytona.
You know, kind of all the same. Talladega, a pretty wild finish there, and then we'll talk about this weekend's race coming up at Dover. But Brendan, first off, I mean that race at Talladega. I mean, a crazy finish.
You know, look, it went green in the end, which we haven't seen a green flag run to the end in quite a while at Daytona and Talladega. Right, we normally get a couple cautions. There was no caution, which kind of surprised us. But in the end, the last lap. How about the fact that there was no caution to bunch the field, right? There wasn't this, okay, here we go, we got the cautions to make the... These guys were single file for about 25 laps. Then they knew that at single file, they better get going. With 15 to go, 10 to go, they started a double file, they got three wide. Next thing you know, man, we almost had an RPM. We almost had a Richard Petty win.
Eric Jones was leading coming off turn four.
It was awesome. But in the end, it was a good race. There was great racing going on. The fans, you had some chalk up front, and we know how tough it is for chalk here. But in the end, you got another Trackhouse win. They're on fire. We got a little Austin Dillon action out there. We got a lot of guys we talked about right up near the front. And some guys that we talked about that wouldn't be there, Kyle Busch, Kyle Larson, guys that we said, oh, they hate this place. There they were at the end.
Yeah, I mean, even Martin Truex Jr. started up front, you know, a guy who's never won there at Talladega. Now, let me ask your opinion. Do you think Chastain – snookered Larson a little bit on that last pass, because Larson felt like Chastain outsmarted him. He said, if I had it to do over again, I would have faked right and went left. He said, because Chastain knew Kurt Busch had a run on the outside. And when Larson went outside, he was more concerned with blocking Kurt's run than defending what was behind him. And then Chastain just drove past everybody.
Well, I mean, look, this is ifs and buts, you know, or candy nuts.
But Larson hadn't been in that position very much. Much experience, he's a NASCAR champion, but he hadn't been in that kind of position at a Daytona or Talladega.
No, and he did a fantastic job of getting himself in position, being there. But as we always say, at the end of these races, it's tough to be the guy in front. The guy in front is not in the advantage, right? I mean, and then you see the guys sneak their way through. You see a little Austin Dillon get his way up there. You see the chaos that goes in. Some guys faded right there at the end. You know, it was a great finish. I mean, Eric Jones, poor Eric Jones. He's sitting in first going out of turn four, and he finishes sixth. You know, I mean, he's so bummed about that. But it was a great run for those guys.
Well, as a driver, you know, everybody said he got too far in front, which
yep.
he did.
Yep.
How do you keep that from happening, though?
Drag the brake pedal.
But don't you – or isn't there any fear at all that if you drag the brake pedal, the guys behind you are just going to pull out and freight train you?
You don't lift the throttle. You drag the brake pedal. Keep your foot on the gas, you drag the brake pedal. That's from being up there more often, which Eric, unfortunately, isn't up there often.
Well, something we have seen, well, we knew that was going to happen this week because the favorite was actually 10 to 1, was all double digits. But Ross Chastain picks up his second win of the year. He was 25-1 to win the race, plus 700 for a top three. He won Group F, which was plus 270. There's one of us here who actually had the second place finisher in the race.
I love it.
In that group and did not win. And he was a plus 900 for being the top Chevy. Take a look at the top 10. Austin Dillon comes in at a plus 700 for his top three. Good call by Brendan there on that one. Kyle Busch, a plus 450 for a top three. I don't think Kyle Busch would have given you a nickel for finishing in the top three, to be honest with you, when the race started. So I'm sure he was pretty happy about that. And we talked about some of those names. Kyle Larson, Martin Truex Jr., a couple guys without a lot of success at Talladega, finishing fourth and fifth. We mentioned Eric Jones dropping back, Chase Elliott. Michael McDowell, Daytona 500 winner, coming in eighth.
He's there.
And then you can see that was a really, really strong day for the Hendrick cars. Byron might have been the best car all day, and he's the only one that didn't get a top 10. Bowman coming in ninth. Kevin Harvick coming in 10th. I guess maybe the strange – I know this is going to sound weird, Brendan. I think the most surprising thing to me is Kyle Busch, Kyle Larson, and Martin Truex Jr. going third, fourth, and fifth.
Yeah. No, listen, that's what I said. The three guys that we actually talked on this show last week saying stay away from – Kyle Busch hates it. Kyle Larson, no good. Martin Truex, all his stats said, don't go, don't go. Those three guys we said stay away from, and there they are, 3, 4, 5. Now, I will say this, though. Only 20 cars really on the track at the end. So there's really only 20 cars, and in that front pack, there was only like 16, 17 of them. So I think that made for the no crash. I think that is what made for the less of that.
Well, we had a crash. We just
What made no caution at the end,
right,
is there was not the normal 30 guys in that position trying to make moves. And that's why Kyle Busch, Kyle Larson, Martin Truex, guys that don't like to be in those mixes, that's why they're there.
Well, and they managed to avoid those. They managed to avoid those earlier on in the race, which was good. And one other thing, take a look at the prop bets there. We mentioned Chastain plus 700 for the top Chevy. Michael McDowell, 12-1 to be the top Ford. How about Michael McDowell, the top Ford? And Kyle Busch coming in there, plus 350, top Toyota. Not a lot of Toyotas in the race. One name missing from that top 10 was Denny Hamlin, a guy who normally runs very well at Daytona and Talladega. Was not his strong suit. So, now, we talked about the double-digit things. We've only had one race this year that has had a single-digit odd win, and that was Kyle Larson winning in Fontana. He was plus 400. Everything else has been a double-digit winner. We've had two 12-1s, Denny Hamlin at Richmond and William Byron at Martinsville. But I tell you, it just shows that there's some real value to be made out there right now on picking a race winner.
Well, look, we always talk about how hard it is to pick a race winner. I mean, this is a 40-man horse race, right? I mean, it's hard to pick these winners, especially when you got guys that are 25-1, 50-1 at Chase Briscoe. You know, Kyle Busch, 16-1. Anytime we have Kyle Busch as something like that, you normally jump on it. But Kyle Busch on the dirt race, this is why he was 16-1. Chastain's got a couple wins in there, both of them at 25-1. The odds makers are pretty soon going to quit putting Ross Chastain at 25-1 because he's proven he can get it done. It's a lot of good here, but it's hard to pick, Motley. It's hard to get that. Look at that proves how hard it is to get a 40-man horse race. They're all. I mean, Kyle Larson is the only chalk to win.
No question is, and we're running into the last weekend in April. And if I told you the only two guys with multiple wins were William Byron and Ross Chastain, what would the odds have been on that one? That would have been in the triple digits at least.
We could have put some odds on that, and I would have bet a lot on it. And, you know, just like Kevin Harvick a couple years ago saying he wouldn't win, we would have bet the house on that. Right now, if you told me that Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott, Denny Hamlin, any of those guys, I would have figured all of them. But William Byron, maybe. Okay, I'll give you maybe a little William Byron. But Ross Chastain and Trackhouse, wow. And guess what? Daniel Suarez was also one of the classes of the field before he got in somebody else's wreck, took a fender off, and that was the end of the day for him. So Trackhouse Racing, really super strong.
Yeah, Suarez hasn't really had the luck on his side quite yet. So we're looking at our standings now. One thing that just happened this past weekend is for a lot of guys, like maybe Brad Keselowski might be one that comes to mind, and several others, maybe a Ricky Stenhouse, some of those guys, they're probably looking out there saying, man, I got one last shot to make the playoffs. And that's going to have to come at Daytona in the last cutoff race. Because some of those guys just haven't shown much on these other racetracks.
Well, they're guys that we talk about every year in that situation, right? We talk every year about the Micah McDowells. We talk every year about the Ricky Stenhouses, maybe the Chris Buschers, some of these guys that are further down in points that, you know, the only way we know they're going to make that playoff run is to get that win. I think the big sigh of relief right now is that you now have two people with multiple wins, and you got it at Talladega.
A sigh of relief for the one win guys.
That's what I'm saying, for the one win guys.
Right.
You know, if I'm Austin Cindric right now, who's, you know, even Denny Hamlin will come up with points.
But look where he is though. Denny Hamlin's got 178 points. He would be the guy on the outside if
yes, he
it
would.
Happened.
But I don't see that staying the rest of the year. But you know, I think that's a big sigh of relief for some of these one win guys, because the one win guys know, hey, that helps. We may not get to 16, 17 winners. And you and I have said we think it could happen this year. This is the year that it may happen. But it's that's a sigh of relief. You look at those points. It's tight at the cutoff, but there's still a lot
of
racing.
How about the two guys with the most points haven't won a race? Chase Elliott, Ryan Blaney are the two top guys in points, and they've yet to win a race yet this year, which is kind of interesting because, you know, they've been consistent. But I'm surprised looking at that number. So, well, this weekend we're going to go to Dover, kind of break down what we're going to be facing here over the next few weeks. Only four points races in the next five. We've got Dover. We've got the throwback weekend at Darlington. We head off to Kansas, the All-Star race in Texas, and then the long, grueling 600-miler, the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte. I think this next-gen car that has performed so well on the intermediate tracks is going to get a really good test coming up here, because we got Darlington, Kansas City, Texas, Charlotte. You know, those are all tracks that we're going to see if the teams have made
enough changes.
Any catch up or what they might have been able to do during that.
The schedule, we had the unique parts, right, with all these different races. Now, yeah, Dover, Darlington, different, but then Kansas, All-Star, and Charlotte are ones that become a little bit similar. We're going to see a lot from those. But the Dover race this weekend, you know, we love Dover, Jeff. Oh, we love Dover.
Well, you know, we talk about Dover. So I kind of sometimes like to call Dover Bristol on steroids.
It is.
Because it's
it
a high-banked concrete track, but it's 1 mile
Only
instead of a
I've
half
held my
mile.
Breath.
Only place you held your breath?
Yep.
And it's one of 22 home tracks for Martin Truex Jr.
Truly his home track. And he is dandy at Dover, Motley.
He is dandy at Dover. He Kevin Harvick, Kyle Busch all have 3 wins at Dover. But Truex has been, I think, probably certainly the most consistent there. 31 races, 9 top fives, 18 top tens. Harvick, a lot of starts there. Brad Keselowski, Bowman, Hamlin, Elliott, Kurt Busch, Kyle Larson, all with wins there. Joey Logano. Never been to victory lane. He's been upside down at Dover, but he's
15,
never been to victory
but
lane.
But 15 top 10s in 25 races. Still pretty tough.
No. He's got a great record there. So I think it's going to be really interesting, you know, when we start breaking down the odds on Dover here, because, again, it's going to be the first time that we've been to Dover with this new race car. And I mean, it's going to be an experiment for some of these guys.
It absolutely will. It's a tough place. It's a tough place to drive, period. And now you got the new car and all this. It's from us sitting right here, I love it. It's going to be exciting.
Well, it's going to be a fun race. And I think, and one thing, too, this is going to be the second year that there's only been one race at Dover. So the teams don't get quite the reference because that Dover race got moved to Nashville. And it's also going to be the first race at Dover under the Speedway Motorsports umbrella.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
All right. When we come back, we'll start breaking down the odds for this weekend at Dover.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back into Gone Racing. Jeff Motley alongside Brendan Gaughan here at the South Point Hotel Casino. And we have broken down everything we could about last weekend's race at Talladega. And now we're turning our attention to this weekend's, we'll get all this out, Brendan, the Duramax Dryden 400. That's a lot of alliteration
you're
in there.
You're making fun of stuff like that with some of the races that you've had over the years?
I've had the Pennzoil 400 and the South Point 400.
The UAW, Daimler, Chrysler.
Okay, that still was. I mean, this is a lot of D's in there. You know, it's still not the. What was that one?
Lerner & Row 425.
What was that one we had at Kansas last year that was so nutso?
Was that the Bush? Was that the Bushy McBush?
The Bushy McBush face or whatever.
We even snuck a Bushy McBush
Face. Kyle Busch won the race or something. I think he did. Made it even more confusing. Okay. All right. We digress here. All right. This weekend at Dover, we got our odds to win. Kyle Larson, who has been really, really good at Dover, been very strong there. Again, he's in a new car. Plus 450 is a favorite. His teammates, William Byron and Chase Elliott, both coming in at plus 900. And the other Hendrick car, 10-1. So we got four Hendrick cars are the four favorites. So I think we know who the odds makers think are going to win. Then we got a big group at 12-1. Blaney, Logano, Truex, Harvick, and Denny Hamlin. Kyle Busch is 14-1. Tyler Reddick and Ross Chastain, 16-1. Are you kidding me? Chase Briscoe, 20-1. Christopher Bell at 25. Suarez is 40, along with Keselowski, Kurt Busch, and Austin Dillon, 50. Austin Cindric, 60. And Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 100-1. The first thing that jumps out at me is Ross Chastain has won two races this year. He's been good everywhere he's been, and he's 16-1.
Listen, they're still playing with fire with that. I mean, this Trackhouse team, there's something to watch. I mean, everywhere they go, we can look at the stats all we want. You know, seven races, zero top tens. But Ross Chastain this year is bucking his trends. And the other one I like from that front page is, listen, Daniel Suarez, you're talking about a guy who's had nine races there, five of them in the top ten. Average finish at 13.9. That's not terrible, Jeff.
And we know he's in good equipment with a good team. I mean, Chastain with his two wins and has run up front, and Daniel has run up front. I mean, everybody's forgetting Daniel was leading with one to go at Fontana and ended up not winning the race.
No, I got to tell you, these guys, you know, you look back at some of the stuff they have when Daniel was in good equipment at Gibbs, he was 6th, 8th, and 3rd, and 10th at the Gibbs cars. And then he last year was 9th in the Trackhouse car, and when we were kind of like, oh, that's pleasantly surprising. So Daniel Suarez, another one up there that could be another huge – it'd be an upset, of course, but I would still not be afraid of it.
You think it's a bit much to have all four Hendrick cars as the four favorite?
No. They finished 1, 2, 3, 4 last year. Remember when we talked the first time they've done it in forever. So, I mean, I'm not against it. The Hendrick guys are proven they are the team to beat.
It just seems to me the chances of them doing that twice in
Let's
a row
make a prop.
Seem
– Come on, somebody. DraftKings. Yep, build us a prop.
And I'm honest with you, I'm a little surprised to see Kevin Harvick and Denny Hamlin on equal footing with Ryan Blaney and Joey Logano right now, too, because I just haven't seen – I mean, I know Denny won at Richmond, but let's be honest. It was a good strategy call there to win. I don't know. Sometimes at Dover, I don't know if the strategy call comes into play sometimes as much at Dover. So we'll be curious to see. All right, some of the longer shots we got. We mentioned Ricky Stenhouse Jr. was 100-1. So was Eric Jones, Cole Custer, Chris Buescher, Bubba Wallace, Eric Almirola, and A.J. Allmendinger. And then the really long shots, 200 at Ty Dillon, Harrison Burton, Justin Haley. And then it goes on down the list. I don't need to read the rest of them.
Anybody
sneak in there? I mean, we've seen some craziness.
Yeah, but not at Dover. Dover is one of those places that equipment is such a big deal. And guys like Eric Jones, look, he's running really well.
Eric Almirola, 100-1 seemed like a big number.
I could make an argument for the Eric Almirola, Eric Jones, you know, deal there, just because, look, Eric Almirola has been running really well this year. If you go back in his history, you can find an Eric Almirola. He's got, you know, nine races, last 10, got a top 10 in there, has run well. You know, Eric Jones, back when he had some decent equipment, remember, he was at Gibbs for a while. He's got two top tens there when he was at Gibbs. So you could give me an argument for a couple of those guys, but the rest of them, it's the long shots are pretty tough to go that far.
All right. Well, let's move on to our top threes. These odds coming to us via DraftKings. Obviously, as we know in the past, they kind of mirror what we see with the odds to win. But much lower numbers here. Kyle Larson is pretty much like they're giving him a top three here, plus 130. And I do believe a lot of that is really based off what he did last year. And I think I honestly think he's getting a little too much credit there on the plus 130. But Chase Elliott, William Byron, both plus 250. Alex Bowman, plus 280. Denny Hamlin, Truex, Blaney, Harvick, Logano, 340. Kyle Busch is 400. Tyler Reddick and Chastain, 450. Briscoe, 550. Christopher Bell, 700. And then we get our double-digit guys, Suarez, Keselowski at 10. Kurt Busch, Austin Dillon at 14. Cindric at 17. Cole Custer at 18. Anything jump out at you there?
Yeah, first, I just talked about Daniel Suarez. I like that even better. He's double-digit for a top three. I like how well that Trackhouse team's been running. They're pretty hot and stay in the Trackhouse camp. Ross Chastain, 450, once again, as well as they've been running. Tyler Reddick also sticks out there just because Tyler's been running so good. Look, that camp has been running very, very good. But Tyler Reddick, he's only got three races there in Cup. One of them is a top 10. And you can arguably say that the RCR team was nowhere near the team they are this year as they were last year. So I do like those. The Brad Keselowski at 10-1. Listen, they're doing that off of history and Brad's old teams. Right now, that team is not performing. RFK is not doing what we're doing. What we kind of said at the start of the year, we're a little nervous about. It's coming true so far.
You know, I think the other one, I'm a little bit surprised to see the number down there. Austin Cindric at 17-1. You know, he obviously won Daytona. He's had some good runs, but knowing he's in a Penske car, it's certainly capable of getting up there and getting a top three. I think that's a pretty big number.
But if you switch the page to the next one, you go down to where Harrison Burton is on the second half of the top five, top threes. That's technically a Penske car also, and I'll steal your thunder for a second. He's 55-1.
Well, and I don't disagree with you, but I also know that for whatever reason, that 21 car hasn't been as consistent as the 2, the 12, and the 22. Now, you can say that's
I think
driver.
They're missing a little Matty D.
Well, they probably are missing Matty D. I don't think there's any question. All right, we're looking at our second page there. 18-1 is Eric Almirola. Buescher, Bubba, Allmendinger, Stenhouse, Eric Jones all at 28. Ty Dillon, Harrison Burton, and Justin Haley at 55. Michael McDowell, 140-1. That's kind of a big number there. So I don't know that I see anybody in that group that that really gets me too excited when it comes to the top threes.
Top three? No, not on this. I mean, like I said, the same argument can be made for the Eric Almirola maybe or an Eric Jones maybe. You know, it's too much of a fight for that one. Corey LaJoie, you didn't mention. Corey started the season top 15s. Everybody was talking about Corey LaJoie and that Spire. They've run great. Running great for them does not equate to running top three. So that's why it's too far down for me. But I do like some of those that we mentioned on that front page. There are some even double-digit guys that I like for a top three. And just about every week, we had 2 700s, you know, last week at Talladega. So I think there's a lot of shots for top threes.
Yeah, and one thing that's different a little bit when we go to Dover, too, is even though, yes, we could get a big crash at Dover, we don't typically see a lot of attrition at Dover from the top guys. You know, so I don't know that we're going to see that guy sneak in from 25th and come out of nowhere.
I mean, look, when they crash, the track does block easily, so it does the crash. The wrecks there do normally take out a few more people, but it's not similar like Daytona or Talladega where the wreck can happen from the front row. Normally the wreck happens in a hornet's nest in that 8th to 14th range where it binds up and everybody gets into it, but the real front runners get away.
And the key at Dover is just stay high, right?
Self-cleaning track.
It's a self-cleaning.
Everything goes that way.
Everything will be up against an inside wall at some point. We're going to take a little look over here at our driver head-to-heads. We don't have a ton of them this week, and you know the head-to-heads have kind of become our
But I'll tell you what, though.
But interesting number.
Chase Elliott, look, I get why you're saying, you know, Kyle Larson minus 160, Chase Elliott 140. But, hey, Chase Elliott, last 10 races, 7 top 10s. You know, I mean, Kyle Larson's average finish 7.5. Chase Elliott's 11.3, 7 top 5s. For Chase Elliott in the last 10 races. So the reason it's so bad is he blew an engine and he crashed and finished 39th and 38th. If you take those two out, his average finish is single digit. So I like that 140, Chase Elliott versus Kyle Larson. Even though I like Kyle Larson to win the race, I like that 140.
Well, you've also got William Byron at a plus 140 against Kyle Larson. Byron, he's got 2 wins already this
Hot
year.
This season.
Absolutely. And in our other ones, we got Kevin Harvick plus 105 against Ryan Blaney and Ross Chastain plus 105 against Ryan Blaney. That's kind of an interesting number there, too.
And I mean, look, Ryan Blaney's won top 10 last 10 races. And as hot as Ross Chastain is, what's one of my favorite things to talk about, Motley?
Momentum.
Momentum, baby. And what does that Trackhouse Motorsports team have?
Momentum.
A lot of it.
A lot
of
momentum.
Buckets right now. So I got to say, I think there's two head-to-heads here. It's 105, small return, but still, it's a return. And I like the Chase Elliott. I do like that.
Well, you know, and one thing, you know, we got a little under a minute to go in this segment here. One thing about the Hendrick cars being so even and being so good.
They're right there next to each other.
Well, they're going to be next to each other, but pretty much whoever has the best final pit stop, if they're the four running up front, is probably going to win because they're not going to rough each other up. I just don't. I mean, I know
young
we had.
Kids. I mean,
I know we've had a little bit of rough housing this year, but I don't think they're really going to rough each other up too bad. Do you?
I don't think they'll rough each other up to the point where they can't finish where they want to finish. But, you know, they're not afraid to bump and bang each other, but they are pretty darn good. I do like those. I do like the Hendrick cars. If it's going to be a win, it's going to be fifth and fourth.
All right, we come back on Gone Racing. It'll be time to break down our group matchups. Want to rewatch any part of today's show or any past show? Check out the Gone Racing Podcast. It's free and available now at VSiN.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts. We give you all the latest news, odds, and everything you need to know to head to the betting counter before each NASCAR Cup Series race. The Gone Racing Podcast is free and available now at VSiN.com/podcast. And while you're there, catch up on every other VSiN show as well. Jeff Motley, Brendan Gaughan, back here in Gone Racing, talking about this weekend's Dryden, something.
Duramax Dryden. Come on, listen. You would have yelled at me back in the day if I butchered your sponsor.
Yeah,
and now you're butchering sponsor. If you butcher the South Point 400, we're going to be mad at you.
I can't mess that one up. That one's simple. You know, again, there's too much alliteration in there for this guy. Like Peter Piper picked a peck of pickle peppers 400. How about that one?
You do it. If they're paying me to win that race, I won the O'Reilly's race when I drove for Napa.
You would eat a raw pepper in Victory Lane if that was part of winning the race.
I held up an O'Reilly's flag in the Napa truck. Woo!
You know, it was when that Matt Kenseth won our Cobalt race driving the DeWalt car, and he was such a trooper, he put the hat on. And
that's right. We still do it.
It was good, right?
We're not afraid. They pay the money.
Exactly. Big trophy. Nice check, right?
I'll take it.
Okay. Dover this weekend. Our group matchups. We're going to get it started here with
there's some good ones. I like these.
I do think we have some good matchups this week. We're going to get started over on Group A. No big surprise. Only thing about Group A that surprises me, they didn't just put the 400 cars in Group A. Group A, we got Kyle Larson as the favorite at plus 195, Chase Elliott, William Byron at plus 290, and they're going to put Kyle Busch in there at a plus 345 in Group A.
If you take the recent history, Kyle Busch is a 345 dog in it. But you got Kyle Busch at plus 345 in a four-man horse race. That's tough to leave out there on the road. I mean, let's just be honest. Kyle Busch is Kyle Busch. Now, I do like Chase Elliott in the head-to-head versus Kyle Larson, but now I've got other people. It's tough for me to pick this one. Larson being 195, absolutely, but there's good returns on the other three, so I'd take the don't line on that and give yourself a 33% chance. You got a good shot there.
I am going to need to see the Toyotas go out and have a strong, dominant race, I think, before I'm going to take Toyotas
over any of these top ones. Look at Vegas. They had Vegas 1, and they had a bad pit strategy. So they've been good. They just haven't had the results to show for it.
Well, you talked about a four-legged horse race. I feel like Kyle Busch is the one with three legs in this race because I just don't see Kyle Busch winning this one right here. I really think
that was Jeff Motley, M-O-T-L-E-Y, Kyle, at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Well, look, I think if you ask Kyle, he would tell you that their car hasn't been quite as up to snuff as he wants it to be.
He's winning 10 races a year.
Okay, fair point. I like Byron and Elliott here. I think those guys are getting plus 290. I think if you get one of those two guys, heck, pick them both. One of them's probably going to win it.
You win 0.9 there.
Yeah. All right, Group B. This is the old throw a blanket over Group B here. Joey Logano, Martin Truex Jr., and Alex Bowman all coming in at plus 270, and Ryan Blaney, the dog here, at plus 275. Not much of a dog.
No, I mean, look, it's kind of odd that Martin Truex Jr., with his history at his home track, would be kind of throwing a blanket over there. I'm just looking through some history stuff.
What is New Hampshire and Pocono and Watkins Glen? Are they his home tracks?
Anything
too?
East of the Mississippi. Ryan Blaney, one top 10 in the last 10 races. I mean, he's the dog for a reason, but I you know, Alex Bowman is kind of the difficult one. He's got four top fives in the last seven races there. Bowman
Win last year too, I believe.
And he had a win in the second race. So, I mean,
only ran once last year. Last year was
it was
2 years ago.
It was 2 years ago.
Okay, 2 years ago.
No, no, it was Alex Bowman. Sorry.
Yeah,
Bowman did win the one last year.
Last year. That's
so,
what I thought.
You know, I like Bowman and I like MTJ in that too, but like you said, it's such a tight held group there, it's difficult to get a return on it, but I do like Bowman and Truex.
Well, I think Bowman should have been in Group A, if you want my honest opinion. So I really do like
that.
Alex
would have shaken
Bowman
up those
there.
Odds a little better.
Yeah, I think so too. I think as having a Hendrick cars would have been good, but I think it's really hard to go against Alex Bowman right there. I think he should clearly be the favorite in this group. So for him to get a plus 270 number, I really kind of like that one coming in on Bowman. All right, let's take a look at our Group C. We got a mixture of a couple of our cagey veterans and a couple of our young upstarts. Denny Hamlin is a favorite at plus 245 with Kevin Harvick and Tyler Reddick both coming in at a plus 280. And then Ross Chastain, the guy with momentum, he's the dog in this at plus 285.
You know how I feel about momentum. I mean, it's hard for me to go against that. Kevin Harvick, it's been, you know, we've been talking about Kevin Harvick for a couple years now being on the slide, right? I mean, he's not been running like Kevin Harvick. Still running good, just not great. Now, last year, when Kevin Harvick was in the middle of his slide, finished sixth. The year before, had a win and a fourth. So he is great here. He's got a hell of a finish in the last 10 races, so it's hard to go against him. But when we talk about Kevin Harvick lately, it's not the Kevin Harvick of the past. I do like momentum of Ross. I do like Tyler. Denny Hamlin, seven top 10s. Also very good there, but that's a tough one for me. If you believe in momentum, you stick with Ross.
Well, and I'm kind of a firm believer in the eyeball test right now and not necessarily looking at the history.
The eyeball test says Ross Chastain.
Right, and the eyeball test tells me Tyler Reddick, number two.
Yes.
I have not seen out of Harvick and Hamlin this year enough to pick them right now. So, all right, Group D. Interesting group numbers we got on Group D here. Christopher Bell and Chase Briscoe both at plus 230. Kurt Busch plus 325, and Austin Dillon plus 325. Boy, it would not surprise me at all to see those two dogs win this group.
No, and I'm looking back. Look, Kurt Busch, Christopher Bell, and Chase Briscoe have so few data points here that you say, okay, they're the ones that it's hard to look at. They have average finishes of 35 and 30. You know, you go to Kurt Busch, he's got two top fives last 10 races, average finish of 17. You find Austin Dillon, he's got 10 races, three top tens. He was on our cool list. We didn't get to it earlier, but he's on our not so good there. But average finish of 14.5. He's got the highest average finish of these four guys in the last 10 races, and he's a 325 dog in this group. And as well as RCR has been running, once again, what have you done for me lately? The eyeball test. I do like a little Austin Dillon right here.
Yeah, I think Austin Dillon, and I think you got to get a little bit of love there on Briscoe, too. I mean, he's the only guy that's got a win on a mile track this year. He's got a win. And he also ran really well at Bristol. I know that's dirt or whatever, but nevertheless, he even ran pretty well last year. Bristol was pretty good for him, at least during the race. So, and we know the similarities, but I'm kind of with you. I think getting that kind of a number on an Austin Dillon or Kurt Busch, boy, kind of hard to pass those up.
They've been running good lately.
All right, Group E. This one kind of mirrors what we saw with Group B, where we got a lot of guys really bunched together. Eric Almirola, Eric Jones, and Brad Keselowski all coming in at plus 270. And then Daniel Suarez, a guy I know you like a lot, coming in at plus 275.
Yeah, no, I do like Daniel Suarez right here. Brad Keselowski, once again, we've talked about the woes of RFK racing. I think that throws that out. Eric Jones, Eric Almirola. Almirola is kind of the wild card. You don't know which one's going to show up. Which Eric or Almirola are you going to get? Eric Jones, I've said he's been very good, but momentum, how well the team's been running, all the things right there point to me. A Daniel Suarez run is a pretty good spot right there, 275. It's a tight spread. I like Daniel Suarez.
Well, you know, I think one thing we try to do sometimes when we talk about our groups is we try to eliminate guys.
Yes.
First.
Keselowski's eliminated.
Keselowski to me is eliminated right away. And honestly, I don't think Almirola and win this group unless something bad happens.
You never
Eric
know when
Almirola
shows up, man. When he shows up, he shows up.
Well, you're kind of right, but I'm kind of with you there. I like Jones. I like Suarez. You know, I think they're both running same engines.
Yep.
Basically, and both have been good there, so those are good picks. All right, and looking ahead to Group F, I love it when Chris Buescher is in Group F. I don't know why.
That was our old saying back in the day.
I know. It was back in the day.
Chris Buescher is back in Group F this week.
Chris Buescher is the favorite in Group F at plus 260. Cole Custer is a plus 265. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Bubba Wallace both coming in at a plus 280.
Tough one. Look, Chris Buescher dug his way into Group E, you know, D's and even C's a couple times last couple years, and going at RFK has been back in Group F. So to me, it's the same thing with Brad Keselowski. They're not running good enough, and he's the favorite, and I would take him out as the favorite. Cole Custer, how about this for Cole Custer? Three races, two top tens, average finish 10.3 here in Cup.
Wow.
And his three finishes, 11th, 10th, and 10th.
So there's a guy that could sneak up on us here.
I mean, you're talking about the other guys who, you know, Bubba Wallace sometimes been running good, sometimes hasn't. Stenhouse, you know, he's been had some decent runs this year, but you look at his history at this place, you know, 20.9 in the last 10 races. Cole Custer, best average finish in this group. I like it.
Well, and, you know, we talk about the elimination thing. I think we probably would eliminate the bottom two and think it's really – we really think it's probably going to come down between those first two, don't you agree?
No, I think Buescher's the one I'd eliminate first. Honestly,
really?
With the RFK, how bad they've been running, I would put this between a Bubba and a Cole Custer, and I like Cole Custer's history there. I think he's good.
All right. All right. We'll take your word for it. We got a few minutes left. We can get – or a few seconds left. We can get started on our Chevy prop if you'd like. You want to do that, Brendan?
Sure.
Do our Chevy props? All right. Coming in, Kyle Larson's a favorite there at plus 200, and then Byron and Elliott plus 400. Bowman is a plus 500. Chastain and Reddick plus 700. Then in the double digits, 12-1 for Suarez. Dillon's 20. Stenhouse, Jones, Allmendinger 40. Ty Dillon, Justin Haley 100-1.
Chevy's too many of them. Too hard for me to pick.
Yeah.
I stay away from the Chevy prop every week because of that. You got too many guys, and the four favorites are your Hendrick cars. They're tough.
Yeah, probably the toughest one. All right, we come back. We got props to go on Ford and on Toyota, and we'll give you our picks.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Back here on Gone Racing, Jeff Motley alongside Brendan Gaughan here at the South Point Hotel Casino, the VEASAN Studios. Our final segment this week, talking about this weekend's race at Dover. And Brendan, we kind of touched on the Chevy props. We really don't like those at all this week.
It's just look, when you look at the field, look at the three pages that we put on the screen. The Chevy thing takes up the whole screen with small print. The Ford takes up the whole screen with a medium-sized print. And the Toyotas take up half the screen with a large print.
Exactly.
There's so many. There's only so many of those vehicles in the race.
Correct. So let's take a look at the Fords. We got Ryan Blaney, Joey Logano, Kevin Harvick all coming in at +300. Chase Briscoe +550. Keselowski's 10-1. Cindric is 18-1. He has longer odds to be the top Ford than he does to finish in the top three. Eric Almirola 25-1, along with Buescher and Custer. Harrison Burton 50. Gilliland 70. McDowell Priest 100. I don't know if I like this one either.
Well, look, here's the problem, my guys. Kevin Harvick is +300, and he hasn't run. Look, history says he's great, but what have you done for the eyeball test, as you call it? Not so great. So it's a difficult one for me to pick on this.
I like the top two. I just don't know which
Blaney
one of those
Logano,
two to pick.
But after that, it's thin pickings to me. These are one of the tougher props that we put on here is the manufacturer. I mean, look who was last weekend. Michael McDowell, Ross Chastain, and we definitely – and Kyle Busch. Three people that we did not believe would be it. So it's a tough one.
Well, no question. All right, let's take a look at the Toyotas. Speaking of Kyle Busch, three guys at +200. Busch, Truex, Hamlin, and then Bell, their teammate, at +500. Then Kurt Busch is 12-1. Bubba Wallace at 16-1. Now, this is one where a guy like Kurt Busch at 12-1 here – and Kurt's been one of those guys that just seems every week he hangs around unless something
he hangs
bad
around,
happens
to him. But do I put him where Martin Truex Jr. and his history here and even what he's done for me lately? Do I put him in the Denny Hamlin? What he's done for me lately? Denny's got to win this year. Kyle Busch at plus, I mean, he's 12-1 for a reason. They all may be Gibbs cars technically, but there's a pecking order and it's still. Kurt Busch is still –
interesting thing is he's been the top-finishing Toyota three or four times, I think, this year. So I think that's – anyway, I'm just saying it's a pretty big number, you know, on a guy that's managed to sneak it in there a little bit. So, all right, before we get to our picks, we're starting to get into the season a little bit. We've seen the championship odds move a little bit. One guy who we've actually seen –
I wanted to bring this up, too. That's why I was
guys whose odds are going on the up direction – Kyle Larson has moved from +360 to +400, and Chase Elliott from +500 to +650. Probably two of the biggest odds moving away from where they were, going up.
They've been going the wrong way, which is good for the bettors. Kevin Harvick is the biggest mover, went from 15-1 to 25-1. But to me, how about the boat on Ross Chastain? 70-1 preseason to +800.
If you
did not bet Ross Chastain to win the championship of preseason, don't bet him now. It's too late. You missed the boat. You absolutely missed the boat to hedge that bet, baby. I mean, that is absolutely phenomenal right there, how far he's gone. Now, Martin Truex Jr., 12-1, up from a +900. I like that because I still think that the Toyotas and MTJ could have a great run to end the season. I do like Kyle Larson at 400. It gets you a little bit of, it's faded just enough for you. There are some good ones there, but man, you missed the boat if you even thought about Ross Chastain and that Trackhouse team, and you even had an inkling of it and didn't bet it. You can kick yourself in the head all you want, man.
Yeah, you're right. The other guys that were priced surprise winners this year that have seen their odds change dramatically, Chase Briscoe opened at 80. He's at 18. And Austin Cindric opened at 70.
But
he's at 22.
Single digit.
But yeah, that's
single
digit. +800. From 70-1 to +800 is nothing short of
– that's pretty big.
Short of amazing.
Pretty darn big.
All right. I guess we have to talk about how we did last week.
Yes, we do. I think we need to talk about it for a long time.
You had your best week of the year, thanks to Austin Dillon. Coming in, you had the only winning pick last week with Austin Dillon getting a top three. You got 7 units for that, so gave you a +2. Actually, I think it gave you a +3. I need to go back and redo your ads, I believe, because a 7 - 4 = 3. So I did poor math on that when I did the
I think you did
standings.
It right.
So yep. So that was my fault. So guess what? When I do the standings next week, you're going to get an extra point. So
I get my unit back, so I'm good.
You're going to get
should be a +3.
Right.
You got me
and,
wrong.
I had
your
+2, so I got to
give
you another point.
Hey,
I got to give you another
come on.
Point.
Commissioner, somebody listen. I'm getting shortchanged. I need to watch Jeff Motley is what I need to do.
See,
I don't trust this guy.
I caught this right here on air. So, Therefore I'm confessing to my screw up.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
You
got
to admit your mistakes. I'm admitting my mistake, It was a long 10 days.
I almost had
away,
a Haley
so.
In there too. And yeah. You got the bad beat of the day. You had Austin to win Group F. And he finishes second and loses to Ross Chastain, who gets the – that's the bad beat of the day right there.
Yes, that was very most unfortunate, to say the least. Okay. Yes, it was. But due to Brendan's pick of Austin Dillon last week, it has moved him out of the cellar and into second place. So the pit crew, their picks will go first, so I will read those off. They are kind of all over the board here. Like, you know, normally we go in order, the wins, the top threes. Yeah. In the group. Well, now, pit crew didn't do it quite like that. Right. So I'm just going to read it the way they gave it to me.
Gotcha.
Kurt Busch to win Group D, a plus 325.
All right.
Martin Truex Jr. to win the race at his hometown track, 12-1.
Okay.
Daniel Suarez for a top three at 10-1. And then Kevin Harvick at plus 280 in Group C. And sticking on that Martin Truex Jr. bandwagon to win Group B at a plus 270.
There's a couple of those that I like this week from the I see Wyatt's giving himself a little, you know, he has a couple of those picks right there. I like a couple of those. I'm actually going to agree with one of them.
It sounds like they just, you know, Isaiah had done most of the picking and he's
and
gone.
I think he got fired by the picking
crew. Well,
he's
gone 0-for-5 a few times. So
I think he got fired. Yeah. Isaiah got fired from the picking crew, so they had to go to the bullpen on that. My deal is, I almost had Martin Truex Jr. to win the race also. I did like that. At one point, I had two picks to win, and then I went, I can't do that. So what I did was, I'm going chalk to win. I got Kyle Larson to win the race. So good last year, so good all season, all those Hendrick cars. So I'm going Kyle Larson to win. Then I'm going to the top threes. I got MTJ for a top three. Instead of locking myself in on the win, I'm saying, you know what, let's get MTJ for a top three. Come on, Toyotas, let's do it. Then I'm sticking in the top three camp with a Daniel Suarez top three. I agree with the pit crew. I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I would love that long shot top three out of Daniel Suarez. I'm going to the head-to-heads. I know we don't do the head. I don't bet them all the time, but that Chase Elliott number. Look, if Kyle Larson wins the race, I get, you know, 450. If Chase Elliott beats him, I get a 140. I get a little of my money back. So I'm taking the hedge there. I like the Chase Elliott at plus 140. It gives me a half a point there that I get to gain back. And then when we were talking about it, I looked at the stats. I went through Cole Custer, Group F, right there. He's got an average finish of 10.25, three top base, 11th, 10th, and 10th. Kid runs great there. Let's go, Cole. Give me that Group F win. I'm jumping on it.
Yeah, and I think one thing that the bettors kind of have to realize is that if you win Group F, that's as good as winning Group A.
Pays the same.
Right, don't just focus on Chase Elliott and Kyle Larson and those guys every week. Go and look and see if you can find a hidden gem.
Which is our argument to the networks on why to focus on more of the cars and focus on betting more.
Exactly.
Because it gives you something to fund.
Exactly. We need to get back with Artie Kempner, Barry Landis, Jeff Binky, and all those guys and get them going. So, all right, my picks for the week, and I've got to kind of pull myself up by the bootstraps after that tough week last week. I'm going to pick a race winner this week, but not the same one you're picking.
Okay.
I'm picking his teammate. I'm going to go Chase Elliott to win. I like the plus 900 number.
It's a good number.
It's a big number, and I like that on Chase Elliott. And then you're going to see a little Hendrick flavor, I think, in some of this. So I'm going Alex Bowman for a top three, plus 280. He won the race last year. I think Alex Bowman there has got a good opportunity. I'm going to stick with my Alex Bowman picks as well. I'm going to take Bowman in Group B. I just like that Hendrick car over those the Fords and the Toyotas in that group. Then I'm going into Group C, where I'm going to take Tyler Reddick. Boy, it was really tough between Reddick and Chastain. I just think this racetrack suits Tyler Reddick a little bit better, so I'm going to go Reddick there. And I'm going Austin Dillon as the long shot there in Group D. You probably talked me out of Buescher in Group F and into Dillon in Group D, just listening to your rationale. So that's my picks for the week. We'll see how they turn out. We got, gosh, Brennan, we got about a minute and a half left.
Good timing. We're getting good at this thing.
All right. So again, I always like to ask you. You know, we go to these racetracks where you've raced before. What is it about Dover? You said you held your breath the whole time you went around Dover. Did you like it?
Not the whole time, but I listen. Dover is one of the most fun racetracks for a driver. I did. I literally held my breath. I came in to give Shane feedback, and I was. He goes, what are you doing? I go, I think about my breath. You know, I mean, it's the only place we feel a sensation of speed. It's 30 foot from the top of that wall to the bottom of that racetrack. And Jeff, you bail off into turn one. There's a little bump. You actually lose the front end and you drive down a 3-story building and you don't lift. I mean, it's just so much fun. The track is so fun. And every time we go to Dover, you know, I got to give a shout out to my boys, Metting and Sons. If you're at Dover, go down the road about 30 minutes. Metting and Sons, big giant propeller in the front. bring me back some she crab soup, please? Please, anybody?
So I've always been a Sambo's guy.
No, you're missing out. See, you stick with the fancy people that spend the money to advertise. Betting and Sons, go down the road. Way better.
Okay, Brendan has done his endorsement.
Does it look like I don't know food, people? Hey, well, look at me.
Kind of goes for both of us. Okay, that's our show for this week. We'll see you next week on Gone Racing. We'll break down Dover, and we'll start talking about Darlington.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.